If you guys have not set up your Google My Business profile, it's a, no offense, really huge mistake. Do not skimp on a website. In order to produce more, you have to have more people. You can't really just add revenue somehow magically unless you, you know, get some magic machine. You know, leads is like the lifeblood of your business, guys. I mean, how many times have you been terrified that your phone's going to stop ringing? Like, man, I'm booked out for 3 weeks, but what happens if I'm not? Like, to me, that's gimmicky. Like, you're not going to get a rate of return. You're just not.
Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
What's going on, everybody? Alex Kirby here from the Green Up Academy podcast, where you come and listen to us talk about how to level up your green industry business from wherever it's at to wherever you want to go. We're the show to help you talk through how to do that. We are the Green Up Academy sponsors this podcast. Play on words, as I know. We are a platform that is for community coaching and courses. So our courses are 100% free. If you guys have not checked out the Green Up Academy, literally all you have to do is make a free account and you get access to all of our 6 courses, plus a new one that we have coming out very, very soon with Mr. Eric Hill from Fayark Lawn Co. in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You guys are going to check that out. That's dropping here in the next couple weeks. But Eric is really cool. Me and my team, Mac over here, our producer, Mac, we got to fly out there in November. And Eric has almost a $2 million operation, I think, now. He's 22 years old, married, 2 kids. I think his second one's on the way. Just incredible young man. So we got to see his operation, see how he manages all these guys when he's, you know, barely out of college age, and pretty cool. So you guys are not going to want to miss that. That's, again, all the courses are free. But, yeah, we thank you guys so much for listening. We got a really cool message this morning from a company in Vermont. I won't say his name, just in case, but, very, very cool. He was saying how much the podcast has impacted his business and his life. And, man, it means a lot. Like, you guys don't probably realize, how much it goes into, producing a studio and having, Mr. Producer Mac, like, doing all the stuff, how much time, energy, effort goes into it for you guys. You know, we do this, to help grow the industry and the community of the green industry. So thank you so much, Mr. I'll call him Mr. B. He knows what I'm talking about. Shout out to you. I guess a couple quick updates. I'm going on a vacation with my wife next week for the first time. I guess when this drops, Mac, when's this dropping? When's this one dropping?
April 29th.
April 29th. So I will be, that's a Monday. Mm-hmm. I'll be back by then, but my wife and I are going on a trip, on a cruise. We are cruise people. I grew up with a beach house, if y'all didn't know that. So, love the beach, and so we've been cruising. I guess I cruised with my wife before kids like 2 or 3 times, and then we had kids, and we took a break for like 3 or 4 years, you know, as you're having babies and stuff. But then now that we've like had kids, it's like kids are free on a lot of Royal Caribbean. If y'all didn't know that, I'm giving you free info right here. Most of the year, kids sail free 12 and under. So if you've never been on a cruise and your kids are that age, it's the greatest deal of all time. But my wife and I are going for the first time by ourselves. We realized, and it's my wife's 30th birthday, so we're doing a big thing for her. And my parents are gracious to watch the kids. But what's really crazy is we realized my wife's been pregnant basically on like mostly the last 6 years. We have a 5-year-old, 3-year-old, 1-year-old. And she a few months ago, she's like, I haven't been on a vacation like me and you or by myself in like 6 years, really. So we're tackling that. It's going to be awesome. So we're really excited. But in the meantime, today we're going to be talking about marketing do's and don'ts, okay? We're going to be talking about marketing do's and don'ts. You guys know I'm a marketing and sales guy. I really enjoy those things within business. Really, really enjoy them because I mean, this is the lifeblood of your business. This is the lifeblood of any business. If you don't get leads, you don't have work. So today I want to talk about a few of the do's and don'ts that you can easily apply to your business in this instant. That's what we try to do here. We try to keep them shorter episodes that you feel like, okay, I can do that. I can take this nugget and boom, put it right in my business. We parachute in, if you will. So we're going to jump into that right now. So let's start with that. Okay. Marketing do's and don'ts. Let's start with the do's. Okay. The first one that we're going to go with is Google My Business Profile. Okay. If you guys have not set up your Google My Business Profile, it's a, no offense, really huge mistake because it's free and it's incredibly important because it's one of the main sources, if not the, of lead generation for most companies in today's digital age. So Google My Business is super, super important. So make sure you guys set up your Google My Business Profile attached to a Gmail account and all that stuff. Google will do a couple things. Now I think they require that you have a physical address. So they're going to mail you something to that physical address to prove that you're an actual business. I kind of like that. So that way it's not like scams and stuff. But do set up a Google My Business Profile, start getting Google reviews. And you'll really start seeing some things happening for you online. Along with that, you know, we are rebranding Pure Marketing, my digital marketing agency that's focused on blue collar, you know, service and trades businesses to Backbone Creative. We're really excited about that. We're going to be launching that May 6th. So the week before that, you guys be checking out. We're going to do some really cool offerings, giveaways and stuff like that. But that's what we do is we can run your Google ads, do your SEO optimization, create websites that are optimized for that. So if you guys need help with that, we would love to do that. So we're going to be running a special in the month of May, 10% off the whole month of services. So please make sure that you have that done. So the second one is website. Do not skimp on a website. I was talking to a guy, I'm trying to remember if it was last week or the week before, and he had a really nice business. I think he had like $250,000 in revenue with one employee. It was really nice. And I was like, well, what's your path for growth? Because guys, as you know, in order to produce more, you have to have more people. You can't really just add revenue somehow magically unless you get some magic machine that if you're a pine straw guy and you're hand baling, then you get a fancy machine from Germany and it makes you a lot more bales. It's very rarely you can increase revenue without people. And I was like, well, how are you going to grow? He's like, man, I don't know. I don't really want to hire more people because if I do, then I'm going to need a lot more work. And I said, well, what's your plan if you need more work? He's like, I've never really had to think about that because everything's been word of mouth. I was like, well, do you have a website? And he goes, well, I made it myself. So that was one big area that we talked about is, man, I mean, a website is crucial, top of the line, crucial to seeing you have success with leads. You guys know, most of you should know that I owned a landscaping company for 7 years. Was it 8 years? 7, 8 years. And our main source of leads was $1,000 a month Google ad spend with an SEO custom optimized website. And we averaged 8 months out of the year. The growing season here is March through October. We averaged somewhere between 35 and 45 leads a week, mostly from Google and websites. So super critical. And you're talking about over 100 leads a month. It was awesome. So make sure you guys have a website. We do those as well if you need help with that. Very affordable. Our plan started just under $3,000 and you own the website forever. So don't skimp on that. Like I see so many guys who like make websites on GoDaddy or Squarespace. It's more of a landing page website is what I like to call them. So sure, it's better than nothing. but better than nothing, as you've seen with our politics right now, is not awesome. So let's give you the best you can with that. All right, number three, do's and don'ts. We're big on ads. I'm a big believer in social media and Google ads. I think it's really important to, you know, leads is like the lifeblood of your business, guys. I mean, how many times have you been terrified that your phone's going to stop ringing? Like, man, I'm booked out for 3 weeks, but what happens if I'm not? So you need that consistent flow of leads so that you're always booked, you know, 4, 6, 8 weeks, right? And ads is very, very important. And a lot of people I talk to, and probably a lot of you listeners, to be honest, are like, man, I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to spend the money. And I want to try to reframe this for you. It's not spending, it's investing. Investing, you get a return. Spending, right, when I spend ice cream on my kids at a baseball game, and trust me, I took my little boy to a Carolina Gamecock game the other night, and he's only not even 3 yet. All I had to do was buy him an ice cream in the 3rd inning, and I bought him peanuts in the 8th inning, and he crushed. Like, he did so good. And but guess what? I spent that money, right? And I guess I invested that in memories with him, but I didn't get anything back physically from that. But with investing money in ads, you get customers in return. So try to change your framework on that. Make sure that you're running good ad campaigns. And then kind of the last one I have for the do's is social media, because it's free, guys. It literally just takes energy, effort, and focus. If you post consistently, engage with your community online consistently, if you get in For Sale or Wanted groups and other Facebook groups, and you become someone that people know and recognize, and your brand's all over the place on social media, you'll be surprised at the vast amounts of water, what I like to call waterfall, which just keeps pouring and pouring for you, never stops. The effect social media can have. You're going to get employees to find you. You're going to get business that, you know, the one contract you dreamed of could find you on there. Someone might tag you in something, but if you're kind of silent and non-active on social media, it's a huge disadvantage for your company. So social media, super, super important. That's like a main thing we do at Backbone Now Creative. We run people's social medias, we manage them, and we customize them. So very important. If you need help with that, let us know. But let's go to the don'ts, okay? Let's go to the don'ts here. This might be a little controversial, but that's okay. Don't be upset with me. Don't do billboards. I think billboards is one of the worst rate of returns in the marketing world, especially because everyone's looking at their phone now, unfortunately, or looking at their GPS, or their kids screaming in the back. It's just not something that a lot of people are looking at, and it's not trackable. We really like trackable things. We like our website. It's trackable with analytics. Ads, trackable, clickable. Social media impressions and engagement, trackable. Billboards are not really trackable, right? You pay $2,500, $3,500 for a billboard, and you put your face on it, and usually people put way too much information so you can't even read it. And it's like, I hope it works. It's like, you know, we talk about throwing stuff against the wall and seeing if it sticks. I would much rather put $3,500 in Google Ads than I would a billboard. And that's like the bottom line. So if you're trying to get new market penetration with brand awareness, so let's say you're opening a second location in a different city, there's definitely cases for it as a part of your overall marketing campaign. But in terms of just like, I'm trying to drum up business, I've been here for a long time, billboards is not the way to go, in my opinion. Again, if you've had great success, I'd love for you to tell me. Alex@thegreenupacademy.com. Email me. If you can prove me wrong with some actual data or story, I'm super down to share it here on the podcast. So don't do that. I talked a little bit about this. Don't cheap out on a website. That's kind of point number two, is don't go with the guy who's a friend from college who says, hey, I'll do it for $2.99 or, you know, a pack of cigarettes or something crazy like that. Okay, don't do that. Don't cheap out on your website. And kind of the last one, guys, that I wanted to spend a few minutes to talk about is don't spend money on marketing when you're broke. So, you know, we have the crew community groups, grow groups, as we call them, through the Green Up Academy. And so I get to hear a lot of feedback from Green Industry Business Pros directly. And a couple guys that we do some coaching with, when they get desperate, they think that I've got to, like, they're shooting, you know, bullets anywhere that they can hit something. I've heard too many guys say, well, I'm just going to go, like, put some marketing on a credit card or go do this and go do that when they can't afford it. And I just don't ever want you to do marketing paid until you've done exhausted everything on the free side. So we called it in our courses and marketing, you guys go watch it, we called it boots on the ground marketing. We want you to exhaust all of those things before you spend any money. And you know, you might be like, wow, that's crazy, Alex. Like, you're telling, like, what if I wanted to spend money with you guys at Backbone? I would tell you not to do it. Like, we tell people, hey, it's not a good time. You're not ready. You're not big enough. Your revenue can't justify the cost. So don't spend money when you're broke in marketing. It makes you make worse decisions. It puts you behind the eight ball. I just don't want y'all to do that. I think it's a bad idea. So those are kind of the do's and don'ts. And then one last one on the don'ts with marketing is don't do things that are cheesy. So like, don't do gimmicky, cheesy things. I don't have a great example of that right now off the top of my head. The first thing I thought about was like parades. Like, don't, you know, get a mascot and go in a parade and wave at people and spend like 10 grand on the float and a mascot thing. Because gimmicky stuff or like corny stuff just doesn't resonate with people. Like our parents, like, you guys know, like dad jokes and stuff. That stuff kind of used to resonate with our parents. Like, I don't know anyone my age who chooses Aflac because of the duck. I just don't. I think like our parents' age, people used to laugh at that, and they might have actually chosen something because of that. But I don't know any. I have never met a friend of mine who goes, you know what? I got Progressive because Flo is really funny. So that's kind of what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying like no hate on Flo. If you're listening, Flo, I love you. No, not trying to hate, but just don't spend money on gimmicks. Is all I'm getting at. Don't spend money on mascots, gimmicks, giveaways, raffles, all that weird stuff that people do in marketing. You know, I guess, oh, one of the bigger ones is like, hey, you want to sponsor my kid's t-ball team for $300? Like, to me, that's gimmicky. Like, you're not going to get a rate of return for having your name on a kid's t-shirt of 12 people that go to a t-ball game. You're just not. You would be much more advised, save that, invest in your business, grow more before you can do the stuff that we talked about. So yeah, those are pretty much everything, guys. I think those are really good do's and don'ts. If you have any others that you want us to cover, again, like, we really want to do topics you as our listeners want to cover. So make sure you hit me up at alex@thegreenupacademy.com via email. And just kind of throw out a last thing. Our show sponsor, we really appreciate Jobber. I talk to you guys about this all the time. When I first started my business, I was thinking about this just today. I had a sheet with all my customers. I called it a master list, and, you know, typed it up. And then I had the route that I typed up, and it changed all the time. And I was doing everything. I was invoicing through email, super archaic. And Jobber literally took me to another level. It not only helped me, it made me look good to my customers. And so if you guys have not checked out Jobber, you should. If you're using a free version of something, you should look at Jobber. It's worth the money to spend. So check out Jobber, guys. And you get 20% off your first 6 months if you use our code. They've been very generous to give us a link. So it's in the description. It's in our Instagram bio, social media bio. So make sure y'all go check that out. I even think you get a 14-day free trial for free. So they're running some really cool specials. Jobber's the way to go. I've been with them forever. They've always been good to me. So make sure you guys check them out. And again, we're relaunching our marketing agency, Backbone, new brand coming up. So look for some exciting stuff there. But again, man, we just thank you guys. I hope this was helpful to you. We need some new reviews. If you guys don't mind, 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts would be huge. And I'm going to shout out a few people in the next few episodes who do that. We're going to look in the reviews and appreciate that. So thank you guys so much for listening to the Green Up Academy podcast. I'm Alex Kirby, producer Max behind, helping out here. And make sure you guys go out, grow, and level up today. Thanks, guys.